Job chapter 10. Your hands shaped me and made me. Will you now turn and destroy me? Remember that you molded me like clay. Will you now turn me into dust again? Last week at a ladies' meeting, we heard of the immense love through which the divine potter shapes the clay pot. Sometimes broken because of a fall. Other times, even if the vessel has not fallen, as in Job's case, the potter allows the vessel to break. We're amazed that the divine potter doesn't throw away the broken pot, nor does he despise the broken vessel. Jeremiah explains it this way. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was mired into his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. In his deep depression, Job would have wanted the vessel to be done away with, and thus put an end to his suffering. God does not yield to Job's stubborn prayer to end his life by forever throwing away the broken vessel. What Job was unaware of is that the divine potter could remake his life and make it a new vessel. Do you think your vessel has no solution? Let the potter take you into his hands to rebuild you. It will not be easy, but it's the price of a greater blessing. My God, as a good potter, break me, transform me, mold me in your image, Lord. I want to be more like you. See life as you see it. Fill me with your spirit and let me reflect your love to the world.